May peace be with all of our brothers and sisters and friends.
去年年底的时候,
At the end of last year, I had shared with you the truth regarding a family, a blessed family.
今天早上小弟想跟大家再来谈谈家庭生活。
And today, I would like to also discuss the life of a family.
幸福的家庭不但是夫妻的福气。
A blessed family is not only a blessing toward the couples,
也是儿女的福气。
Also a blessing toward the children.
更是社会的福气，教会的福气。
And there's also the blessing of the society and the blessing of the church.
基督徒想要有幸福的家庭,
In order for a Christian to have a blessed family,
必须要由夫妻二人同心按照圣经的道理来共同建造。
It must begin with the unity of the couple, the spouses, and to build from there.
我们先来看一段经节。
Let's turn to one Bible verse.
我们请看约书亚记的24章15节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter
24章24节。
Verse 15.
在旧约圣经和合本295页。
Joshua chapter 24 verse 15.
295页。 24章 15节
Joshua chapter 24 verse 15
若是你们以侍奉神为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉真神。这是约书亚。 跟以色列百姓啊，他们承接了神的应许啊，得到了这个迦南地的时候所说的话。
This phrase was what Joshua said to the Israelites when they received the blessing of receiving the land of Canaan.
经过了几场的征战之后啊，好不容易啊，能够得到神的应许之地。
After several battles, they are finally able to obtain the land promised by God.
在这个时候，当时的领导者约书亚对百姓来讲话。
And at this moment, Joshua, the leader of that time, started speaking to the Israelites.
按照一般人来想，这时候应该是勉励大家要勤奋工作才对。
And in normal circumstances, the leader would usually encourage everyone to labor and work harder.
怎么会说谈这个要拜神的事情呢？
But why did he mention the worshiping of God?
因为约书亚他深深地知道是神带领他们来到这个地方。
Because Joshua knew deep inside his heart that God is the one that brought him there.
那怎么样才能够让所有的百姓在这个神所侍奉的地方能够安居乐业，能够昌盛，能够成长？
And how can he help the Israelites to grow and to become prosperous in this land.
这个就跟神的帮助有绝对的关系。
And this has a great deal to do with God's help.
约书亚更知道，要从神那边得到帮助，不是个人的事情，是整个家庭的事。
Joshua knew that in order to receive help from God, it's not from an individual point of view, but also you have to have the whole family involved.
我们俗语说，说家和万事兴，家不和，万事平。There
is a saying that if a family is in unity, everything will be prosperous. If not, it will deteriorate.
今天要让所有的以色列百姓的家庭能够倚靠神蒙福，他们才有希望。
So Joshua wanted to encourage entire Israelites to rely on God in order to have hope.
家庭蒙福，社会就蒙福，国家才会蒙福。
If a family is blessed, the society will be blessed, and so will the country.
他们所建立的国家才能够长治久安。
So the nation they had established will become, will have longevity.
同样的道理，我们每个弟兄姐妹的家庭若能够和睦的话， 神的家也必能够兴旺。
On the same token, if all of us have a blessed family, then God's kingdom will have hope.
这也是为什么耶稣呀，啊，勉励百姓啊，要以侍奉神为整个家庭啊建立的一个基础。
And this is why Joshua wants Israelites to have God as their foundation for building the family.
我们早上啊，来谈谈怎么样才能够建立神所喜悦幸福的家庭。
And this morning we'd like to discuss how can you build a family that is pleasing to God.
在谈到这之前呢，啊，我们先来检讨啊一般世俗的婚姻观念。
And before we talk about this, let's discuss the mentality of the marriage of the society now.
为什么要建立家庭呢？
Why do they want to establish a family?
啊，有些人认为啊，是为了传宗接代。
Some people feel that it is to have offspring.
啊，中国人呢，啊，有一个观念呢，啊，说不孝有三啊，无后为大啊，啊，最不孝的事情就是没有子女啊。
And Chinese have this mentality that if you don't have any children, then it is not a filial action toward your ancestors.
所以他们认为啊，建立家庭的主要目的是就是为了要啊来生养啊儿女。
So they feel that the purpose of getting married is to produce offspring.
尤其啊，一定要生个男孩子。
Especially to produce at least one son.
好，我们想想看，如果建立家庭的目的啊，仅是如此的话，啊，那么生了一大堆的儿女，就算是达到人生的目的吗？
Is it really reaching the goal of life if we have many children in our lives?
就算这些儿女很啊事亲尽孝，但是总有一天呢，啊，他们也会离开你而去的。
Even if your children are very good to you, one day they will still leave and depart from you.
到时候你会发觉这个目的啊并没有多大的价值。
And at the end, we realize that this goal of having offsprings, it really does not have too much value.
很多的父母亲为了儿女牺牲。
There are many parents who sacrifice for their children.
但是到了儿女啊长大，自己老的时候，儿女离开了。
But when the children grow up and they depart from the parents,
他们就觉得很空虚。
The parents would become very empty inside.
因为啊，这种传宗接代的目标啊，是有时间性的。
Because this producing the offspring has a time limit.
不是啊，啊，整个家庭建立的主要目的。
It is not the ultimate goal to establishing a family.
那还有人呢？啊，认为建立家庭的目的啊，是在于啊享受啊这个啊肉体上的生活。
And there are others who feel that getting married is to enjoy the physical pleasures. 哦，
很多啊年轻人受到现代思潮的影响。
There are many young people who are influenced by the trend of this world.
好，他们对婚姻呢，啊，有不同的看法。
And have a different viewpoint toward marriage.
他们虽然彼此之间啊互相啊热恋着。
Even though they are madly in love with each other.
啊，但是并没有准备说要啊白头偕老啊。
But they don't have the concept of staying with each other for the rest of their lives.
很多现代的夫妻啊，在结婚之前呢，啊已经预备好了，一旦离婚呢，啊，要怎么分配个人的财产。
There are many couples that before they even get married, they're already deciding what inheritance to give each other when they get divorced.
他们之所以会结婚，啊，为的是啊满足肉体情欲的生活。
And the reason that they would get married is because they want to satisfy the pleasure of their bodies.
婚姻的价值啊，完全建立在情欲的满足上而已。
And the value of marriage is solely based on their fleshly desires.
当然，婚姻的内容也包含夫妻之间的生活，没有错。
Even though the content of marriage also includes the life between spouses.
但如果把我们整个啊这个家庭的基础完全只建立在肉体情欲的发泄上。
But if we solely base the relationship only upon physical actions,
不用多久, 你就会感到厌倦,
you will become tired of it not long after.
失去了, 这个新鲜感,
and you will lose that newly feeling from the beginning.
你的婚姻就产生了危机,
and your marriage will, will encounter danger.
所以这样的目标啊, 也是很短暂的,
so this goal is also very short term.
那另外有一些人, 他们家庭建立的目的啊, 是建立在这个金钱上面的。
There are also some people who establish their relationship with financial reasons.
我找一张长期饭票吧。
And some people seek for a spouse so that they don't have to worry about food for living for the rest of their lives.
找一个金龟婿来嫁。
To marry a rich person.
没有钱的时候啊, 努力赚钱, 到了有钱的时候, 家庭也不一定有平安。
And when they don't have money, they diligently work for money, and even if they did have money, the family might not be so well-rounded.
有些夫妻啊, 他们可以共患难, 但却没办法共享安乐。
Some couples are able to labor together, but they're not able to enjoy the results together.
有一些刚好相反, 能够共享安乐, 却不能够共患难。
And some are just the opposite. They're able to enjoy their wealth, but they're not able to suffer together.
家庭有的钱, 可能带来的另外, 其他的烦恼。
So money can also cause other toils and troubles.
有些丈夫有的钱啊, 对自己妻子的爱情啊, 就不一定专一了。
And some husbands, when they become wealthy, they may lose their loyalty to their spouse.
所以这些观点啊, 都是一般世俗人, 他们对婚姻, 对家庭的观念。
So these concepts are the concepts that of the norm in the society of this world.
他们的目标啊, 都仅限于在肉体上, 今生的利益。
All of their goals are focused on the physical aspect and of this life.
圣经啊, 要我们超越在物质上的享乐。
The Bible wants us to transcend the pleasure of the materialistic.
以侍奉神当作建立家庭的目标。
He wants us to have the goal of worshiping God in our family.
因为起初神创造, 这个设立家庭啊, 设立婚姻的目的啊, 也是为了要同心来侍奉神。
Because the purpose of establishing marriage is for the couple to worship God.
当时神, 造了亚当, 叫他在伊甸园里头来看守, 来修理。
When God had, had made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he wanted him to be a watcher of the garden.
后来神又为了亚当, 又造了一个配偶来帮助他。
And God had created Eve so that she can help him out.
来帮助他一起来管理神所交付的这个工作。
So that they can watch the garden, the work of God together.
所以, 这就是用侍奉神来做家庭建立的目标啊。
So he had established the family and created a goal to worship God.
信心之父亚伯拉罕, 和他的太太撒拉, 有一个很好的家庭。
The father of faith, Abraham, and his wife Sarah has a very blessed family.
但是他们啊, 想, 急于想要有儿子啊, 所以这个丈夫啊, 就听从太太的建议啊, 就娶了小老婆。
But because they were eager to have a son, so Abraham listened to his wife and bore children from another woman.
所以原本啊, 这个好美好的家庭, 因着这个小老婆的介入, 就产生了危机。
And originally, blessed family had become declining because of this other woman.
还好啊, 他们夫妻啊, 有个共同的目标, 就是侍奉永生的真神。
But because the couple has the same goal, which is to serve the everlasting God,
也因此他们之间的问题就得到神的帮助跟解决。
And this is why the problem have been solved due to the same goal.
所以家庭当中一定要有一个崇高的目标啊。
So in a family, there must be a very high goal.
要有一个永恒的目标。
Have to have an eternal goal.
对我们基督徒来讲，就是我们的信仰。
And for Christians, this means our faith.
以侍奉耶稣基督为我们家庭共同的目标。
We must have the same goal in the family to worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们刚刚谈到说，神为什么要建立家庭。
We just mentioned why God had established a family.
神在六日的创造当中设立了一个家庭。
God had established a family after 6 days of creation.
然后他的创造才算圆满。
And then his creation was completed upon this.
按照次序来说，是先造亚当，再造夏娃。
And in terms of order, he created Adam before Eve.
神造万物啊。 凭着神所说的话，
God had created everything by His words.
神造亚当，造男人，用尘土来造。
When God created Adam, He had created with dust.
但是造女人的时候，造夏娃，却用男人身上的肋骨。
But when He created women, which is Eve, He had used the rib bone of Adam.
神为什么不另外再用尘土来造夏娃？
Why did God not use dust to create Eve?
而要从亚当的身上来造夏娃。
And why did He create Eve with Adam's rib bone?
为了要来表明亚当跟夏娃之间亲密的关系。
This is to emphasize the intimacy between Adam and Eve.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的5章29节。
Chapter 5, verse 29.
新约圣经和合本274页。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29.
5章29节。 从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜。 正像基督带教会一样，31节。31。因我们是他身上的肢体，31节。31。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，32节。32。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。从这段经节，我们可知啊，原来神啊，如此的配合亚当跟夏娃。
From these few verses, we can see how God has supported Adam and Eve.
是要借着亚当怎么样爱夏娃，来表明基督如何的爱教会。
He is comparing how much Adam loves Eve to how much Christ loves the church.
所以基督徒的婚姻，基督徒的家庭，都有一个崇高的目标。
So there is a very honorable goal in all of Christian families.
就是要借着家庭的温暖，夫妻的相爱，来彰显神那神圣而乐意施予的爱。
Which is to reveal God's love through the warmth of the family and the love between the spouse.
亚当怎么样照神的吩咐来修理看守伊甸乐园？
How did Adam obey God's commandment to look over the Garden of Eden?
而夏娃又是如何的帮助亚当的工作？这正是夫妇同心侍奉神的最好的范例。And
how Eve helped Adam with the garden is what the relationship we should have with Christ.
由此可见，基督徒的夫妻啊。 应该要以侍奉神为建立家庭共同的目标。We
can see from here that the spouse in Christ should establish the same goal to serve God.
实际上也是这样子。很多夫妻之间有问题的，通常都不是同心合意在侍奉神。
And there are many couples who have problems in their lives because they are not both serving the Lord in unity.
因为没有共同的这个价值观。
Because of this, their value systems are different.
没有共同的人生观。
Their viewpoint of life is also different.
当然就会出问题。
And of course, this will cause problems.
我们再来谈谈基督徒夫妻之间这个平等的问题。
And let's also talk about the issue of equality between spouses in a Christian family.
我们跳过来看以弗所书的5章22节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22.
五十二节你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主。二十三节。23节。因为丈夫是妻子的头如同基督是教会的头他又是教会全体的救主。二十四节。24。教会怎么样顺服基督妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。25节。25。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子正如基督爱教会为教会舍己。 26节。26。要用水借着刀把教会洗净，成为圣洁。我们先读到这里。Let's conclude here。有些姐妹读到这个以弗所书5章，读到说妻子当顺服自己的丈夫，丈夫是妻子的头，就不想读下去了。
There are some sisters, as soon as they read that wives be subject to your husbands as your and for the husband is the head of the wife, they do not want to continue reading these verses.
其实他们忽略了接下来的记载。
But they had not emphasized on what the rest of the passage is talking about.
圣经不是单单要求妻子顺服丈夫。
The Bible does not only want the wife to submit to the husbands.
也要求丈夫要爱妻子。
They also emphasize that the husbands shall love their wives.
要爱到怎么样的程度呢?
And to what degree?
爱到好像基督为教会来死来舍己。
It is to the point of how Christ had died for his church and had sacrificed himself.
如果有一个丈夫爱你爱到愿意为你死，那你尽管听他的话好了。If
there is a husband who loves you to the point of wanting to die for you, then you should listen to him.
所以这两件事情是放在一起。So
these two points should go hand in hand.
神根据男人跟女人他们之间的长处跟弱点，在家庭设立了一个次序。
God had used the weakness and the strength of the male and female and created an order in a family.
妻子要顺服丈夫，丈夫要爱妻子。
The wife shall submit to their husbands and the husband should love their wives.
现今男女平等的观念很可能影响基督徒对这段经文这个男女平等观念的看法。
And the equality of the gender in the society could influence our viewpoints as Christian toward this passage.
今天一般这个社会上所讲的男女平等。
And the equality of the genders that's talked about in today's society
并不是真正的平等。
Is not true equality.
他们把平等跟一样划等号。
They had put an equal sign between equality and exactly the same.
平等不等于一样，也不需要一样。
Equality does not mean that everything is the same.
有一次，有一个丈夫，他回到家里。
One day, a husband came home.
看到太太还没有煮饭。
And he saw that the wife has not yet cooked dinner.
他就说，太太，你怎么没有煮饭？我肚子饿得要死。So
he said to his wife, "Why have you not cooked? I'm very hungry."
太太回答他说，我又不是你的女佣，我是你的太太。So
the wife replied, saying, "I am not your slave or servant. I am your wife."
那个丈夫自己泡了个泡面，这个吃一吃就算了。
So the husband had cooked instant noodles, ate, and forget about it.
晚上睡觉的时候,
and at night time before they went to sleep,
这个太太把她的先生摇醒了,
the wife had awakened the husband.
说啊,哎,老公,楼下好像有这个怪声音啊。
And she says, there's a strange sound downstairs.
会不会是小偷跑进来了?
I'm afraid it's maybe a robber.
你呀,下去看一看。
Can you please look, go downstairs and look?
这个老公啊,就回答那太太说, 你是嫁的是老公啊,不是警察,你要下去自己下去。
So the husband replies, you married a husband, not a policeman. So if you want to see what's going on, you go downstairs yourself.
所以从这里来看,男女是不一样的。
So from here we can see that men and women are different beings.
神造男造女,在生理,在心理都不一样。
When God created women and men, He created differences in the physical body and also in mentality.
各有各的专长。
They have their own individual strengths.
我们承认许多男人能做的事情,女人也能做。
We can say that there are many things that men can do, women can also do.
开战斗机,现在有女兵也是开战斗机的。
And there are many women also becoming pilots of
甚至也有女太空人。
And also female astronauts.
女人所做的事情,很多男人也能做。
And as a contrast, there's also many things women can do that men can also do.
你看那个大饭店,大餐馆里面的大厨师,都是男生。
If we see all the great chefs in the great restaurants, they're all men.
但是按照神的创造来说,是男女有别,各有所长。
According to God's creation, he had created a difference between women and men.
我们如果把一样误认作就是平等的话,那就是违反这个人的天性。
If we have viewed the same as being having equality, then this is going against what God had created.
所以男女有别,不可能一样,一样也不一定是平等。
And there's a difference between men and women, and having equality does not mean you have the same qualities.
那到底在圣经里头,神的平,男女的平等观是如何?
So according to the Bible, what is the viewpoint of equality?
圣经要求丈夫有对丈夫的要求,对妻子也有做妻子的要求。
The Bible has criteria for the husband to follow, as well as for criteria for the wife to follow.
丈夫是一家之主。
The husband is the head of the household.
但却不是说他可以关起门来做皇帝。
But that does not mean that he could close his door and become an emperor in his house.
而是说每个家庭都需要有一个领袖。
This only means that each family should have a leader.
就像国家有总统,学校有校长。
Just like a country has a president and a school has a principal.
虽然说有副总统,有副校长在,但如果校长在的话,副校长或者是副总统,他们只是虚的,没有实权。
Even though there are vice presidents and vice principals, when the presidents and the principals are present, these vice president and principals are just titles.
一个国家不能有两个总统。
One country cannot have more than one president.
同样,任何一个家庭也不能够同时有两个头啊。
On the same token, each family can only have one head.
否则就不合了。
Otherwise, there would not be unity.
在神的眼中,是做头的尊贵。
In God's eyes, being the head is honorable.
还是做身体的比较尊贵呢?
Does he feel that being the head is more honorable or being the body is more honorable?
我们认为说当然是做头比较尊贵。
Some people may think that being the head is more honorable.
但在神的观念里头不一定是这样子。
But it's not necessarily so in the eyes of God.
神起初为亚当造了个女人帮他。
In the beginning, God had created a woman to help Adam.
他不是啊，用跟亚当同样的材料，他那是啊，用更高级的材料哦，亚当身上的肋骨来做。
He did not use the same material to create the woman, but a more honorable material, which is Adam's rib, to create the woman.
所以神的阶级观念呢、啊，跟人不一样的。
So, God's concept of order is different than men's concepts.
今天在教会里头也应当有这样的平等观念。
And today in church, we should have the same concept of equality.
哦，如同啊，当日主耶稣对于那些啊争着想要当老大的门徒说。
Just like when Jesus was saying to his disciples who were fighting over to which one wants to be bigger.
你们中间呢，谁愿为大，就必啊做众人的仆人。
He says that those of you who want to be the leaders shall be servants of all.
所以说，在神的面前是根据每个人的工作表现、品格来规定是不是尊贵。不在乎啊，他所占的地位。
So in the eyes of God, you are ranked according to what you do and and your characters, and not your titles.
啊，但是每个团体啊，每个组织啊，都必须要有一个领导者，有个带头的人。
But each organization should have a leader.
圣经不否定领导者他的岗位的重要。
The Bible does not take away the importance of a leader.
但不是用来评鉴，来评估啊贵贱啊的绝对标准。
But it is not the standard to rank to have rankings.
丈夫是一家之主啊，除了做领袖之外，还要做榜样。
A husband is the head of the family. Not only does he have to be the leader, he has to set an example.
要负责保护家庭。
His responsibility is to protect the family.
做妻子的也有神所赐给的啊许多的专长。
And the wife also has many strength given from God.
许多事情啊真的只有女人才能够做得好。
There are many things that only women can do well.
啊，这是神在家庭当中的安排。
And this is done so by God.
啊，有一些当丈夫的啊，自己不爱妻子啊，却要妻子顺服他。
There are some husbands who does not love their wives, but wants their wives to submit to them.
哦，这不是以弗所书啊第五章的教导。
And this is not the teaching according to Ephesians chapter 5.
因为爱跟顺服两者是并行的。
Because love and submission goes hand in hand.
丈夫爱妻子，妻子顺服丈夫。
The husband loves the wife, and the wife submits to the husband.
这才是啊，基督化家庭啊。
And this is truly a Christian family.
既然夫妻之间是平等的。
And if the relationship between husband and wife is equal,
在于啊，彼此互相配合，成为一体，才能圆满。
It has to come from the unity of the mind.And just unity.
曾经有人问说啊，神啊，照自己的形象造男造女。
Some people said that God had created men according to His own image.
那到底神长得像男生还是像女生？
And they questioned that does God look more like a woman or a man?
啊，如果男女都一样的话
，If women and men are the same.
那不论男女啊，都只有一半像神而已。
So whether you're a man or a woman, you only look like God.
就因为、啊、男女不一样哦，神是按照自己的形象造男又造女。
And because men and women are different, and God had created them according to His image.
虽然不同，但都像神。
Even though they're different, but they both are like God.
若把男的照得像女的，把女的照得像男的，都会失去神完美的形象。
If you created men that looks like a woman and a woman who looks like a man, then it would lose the image of God.
也就是说，神完美的形象就是男女二人成为一体的形象。
So the perfect image of God is when man and women become unified.
所以神造男造女，要他们成为一个家庭。
So God created woman and man so that they become one family.
按照神赋予男女的特长，来彰显神的形象。
And using the strength of both to carry out the image of God.
所以夫妻若配合得好，就能表明神的慈爱跟公义。
So if a couple can become unified, then they will carry out the will of God.
就能够成为美好的见证了。
And they will become great testimonies.
好，那讲到夫妻之间的配合，那就要谈到夫妻的生活。
And we should talk about the life of the spouses.
我们来看保罗怎么说。
Let's see what Paul says.
请看哥林多前书七章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1.
哥林多前书第七章的第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1.
七章第一节论到你们信上所提的事情，我说男不敬女倒好。二节
，verse two，
但要避免淫乱的事，男子当各有自己的妻子，女子也当各有自己的丈夫。三节
，verse three，
丈夫当用合宜之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也要如此。四节
，verse four，
妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫。丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。五节
，verse five，
夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非两相情愿，暂时分房，为要专心祷告方可。以后仍要同房，免得撒旦趁你们情不自禁，引诱了你们。啊，很多人认为说圣经过时的不实用。
There are many people who feel that Bible is out of date.
其实不是这样的。
But that is not so.
哥林多前书啊，这封公开信啊，是2000年前使徒所写的。
And this passage was a letter written by an apostle 2000 years ago.
竟然在公开信里头啊，讨论夫妻同房的事情。
And this is an open letter discussing the relationship between husband and wife.
讨论呢、啊。性生活
，talking about their sexuality。
所以圣经不像一般人认为那么古板。
So the Bible is not as antique as most people think。
保罗在这边在这个公开信里头谈到夫妻之间的这个生活不是为了要满足人的好奇心的。
And this public letter that Paul had written was not to satisfy the curiosity of men。
也不是刻意讲一些新鲜的刺激的话题来吸引群众。
And he did not write this to attract the audiences.
而是很严肃很实际的来讨论这个问题。
But he is actually discussing this topic in a practical sense.
今天很多很多人在谈男女平等很多都是往不好的方面来发展。
There are many people who talk about the equality of the genders in a bad direction.
你在外面可以有红粉知己，我在外面也可以有青山之交。你可以在外面跟别的女人在一起，我也可以在外面跟男人在一起，我们平等。
So some wives may say to their husband, "If you can have an affair with women, then I can have affairs with other men."
这个都是往不好的方面。来发展这个男女平等。
And this is going toward the wrong direction in terms of the equality of the genders.
圣经却不是这么说。
But the Bible did not say it.
圣经说妻子没有权柄主张自己的身体，乃在于丈夫。
The Bible says that the wife does not have authority over her body, but the husband does.
丈夫也没有权柄来主张自己的身体啊。 权柄在于妻子。
And it says, likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
夫妻啊，是互为对方所拥有的。
And the spouses belong to one another.
所以要忠于对方，这才是真正的平等。
So they should be loyal to one another, and this establishes the true equality.
夫妻应该要互相的学习，了解对方。
Husband and wife should learn from each other and try to understand each other.
包含他们的对方的灵性、心理、生理的需要。
And to accept the need of their spirituality and their physical body and their mental needs.
在神的规范跟经纶里头，性生活啊，是唯独夫妻才能够合法进行的。
According to God's point of view, sex can only be performed between husband and wives.
既然是如此啊，任何一方有生理的需要的时候，就只能求于夫啊，这个丈夫或者是妻子而已。
And because of this, when one have a need, they can only go to their own spouses.
所以如果夫妻啊，动不动就用这个啊性生活啊来作为惩罚、抵制啊这个对方的武器啊，那。 危机已经潜伏了。So
if they use the sexuality as a punishment, then there's a danger in the relationship.
嘿，夫妻吵架，哎，太太就把枕头棉被啊拿到客厅啊，罚你一个礼拜不准进房间跟我睡。And
some couples, when they fight, the wife may tell the husband to sleep in the living room for 1 week. And not come back to the bedroom.
这是很危险的事情。
This is a very dangerous action.
特别是做妻子的。
Especially for a wife.
她应该要明白男人啊，在性方面啊，比较冲动。
And she should understand that guys have a stronger need.
这是神造人的不同啊。
This is the difference that God had created.
不如女人那么有这个自制的能力啊。
And man does not have as much self-control.
所以如果妻子啊，动辄就用房事来作为报复丈夫的方法。
So if a wife uses this as a punishment,
或不合理的拒绝尽妻子当尽的义务。
Or to refuse unreasonably the right of the husband.
很多做丈夫的就会在心理上认为。 今天啊，我在外面另寻新欢，另逐香草啊，都是你逼我，我才会这么做的。Then
the husband would feel that it is the reason they have an affair is because of the wife.
这就给魔鬼留的地步。And
they have created room for Satan.
让完美的婚姻啊，成为难以收拾的局面。
So that a perfect family become a broken family.
所以在我们刚刚所读的哥林多前书七章的第五节啊，说到夫妻不可彼此亏负。And
in the passage 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 5 it says do not deprive one another.
特别是指着在同居在夫妻性生活的这个方面。This
is especially talking about the relationship the physical relationship between men, husband and wives.
这种问题啊，在现今啊，也没有任何一个人啊，敢在公开信里面来谈的。And
this is not something that anyone would talk about in a public letter in today's society.
也不是今天周传道啊，故意要在这边啊，来谈这种敏感问题啊。And
it is not purposely brought up by Preacher Zhou. To talk about this sensitive issue.
而是圣经啊，很切实而且很严肃的公开来讲这个问题。
But it is the Bible that is talking about this issue in open and also a very serious matter.
因为这是夫妻特有的权利。
Because these are the rights of only the husband and the wife.
所以当在夫妇的 夫妻之间的这个性生活上，要彼此不亏负，互相体谅。
So it talks about that do not deprive of one another in a physical relationship.
好，这就是在第三节那边讲合宜之分。
And this is the conjugal rights that's talked about on verse 3.
啊, 也就是啊, 在这方面, 合理的处理方式。
And it's talking about the, how to resolve this issue.
有很多夫妻, 啊, 之间吵架, 不和睦。
There are many couples who fight and are not harmonious.
啊, 表面上的问题固然很多。
Of course, there are many problems superficially.
个性啊, 啊, 或者是啊, 经济的压力啊。
Whether it would be personality differences or the financial pressures.
或者是儿女的问题啊。
Or the problem of their children.
但是最基本的原因啊, 很可能他们之间在夫妻生活上彼此互相亏负。
But coming down to the most basic reason, maybe physical relationship is deprived.
圣经在这里教导我们, 如何能拥有幸福, 和睦的生, 家庭生活。
Here, the Bible tells us how we can have a harmonious and blessed family.
夫妻不可以相互的亏负。
It says that husband and wives should not deprive one another.
所以让我们啊, 遵照圣经的话语啊, 来建立我们的家庭。
So we should use the words of the Bible to establish our families.
我们接受圣经对家庭所期望的崇高目标。
We should accept the goal, the honorable goal that the Bible had given us toward our families.
就是让基督居于首位。
Which is to put Christ in the first place.
把我们整个家庭带向侍奉永生真神的标杆直跑。
To lead our whole family toward worshiping and serving God and run toward that direction.
就不会让我们有虚度一生的感叹。
So that we may not live this life feeling it we lived in vain.
而拥有收待, 啊, 这个等待收成的盼望在。
So that we may have the hope of harvest.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord guide us.
帮助我们每个人的家庭。
Guide each and every one of our families.
都能够成为幸福的家庭。
So that it may all be a blessed family.